Welcome to the Best Life Show, where we explore how little changes can make a big difference over time. It's not about perfection. It's about growing, learning, and the journey to live a little better.
We interview experts, authors, doctors, and coaches, and talk about the topics that are important to you. And we invite you to join in the conversation to share your stories, questions, and ideas. Our mission is to leave you with one small nugget that's simple, easy to add to your routine, and can have a profound impact on your life over time.
If you want to be healthy, strong, happy, and live your best life, then you found the right place.
Welcome to the Best Life Show. This is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and we're really excited to have you here. The Best Life Show is where we discover together how small changes can make a big difference on your health, your happiness, and help you live your best life. And tonight, Jessica and I are very excited because we have a happiness expert with us. Woohoo! Who doesn't want to be more happy, right? That's a great thing. And we are going to talk with him about the connection between happiness and success. And we're going to learn how to develop happiness as a habit and even how to handle stress more effectively. But before we get into that, I'm joined by my sassy co-host, Jessica Bailey from SassyGirlFitnessNYC.com. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hi, Steve. I'm really excited because we have an excuse to be totally happy tonight.
Yeah, that's right. We're always pretty happy.
I know. We are pretty happy people.
That's true.
Now we have an excuse to be happier.
Yeah. We might explode with happiness.
Yes! Who
knows? Hey, I heard that you had an Oscar party lately. Did you win an Oscar?
Oh, I did win an Oscar. Don't you know? I'm totally famous.
Recently. Yeah, you're a celebrity fitness trainer.
I know. I'm a celebrity. My girlfriend throws an Oscar party every year, and she lives, like, literally around the corner from me. It's awesome because I don't have to walk very far. And I just have to go around the corner to her house. It's great. She throws an Oscar party, and it's usually her and I.
Cool.
That's it. It's great.
Not bad. That's awesome.
So it was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And so we'll have to talk about that later because I don't even know what you do at an Oscar party. I've never up here in Bowdoin. We don't have those sorts of things. It just doesn't happen unless there's named Oscar.
I can tell you real quick. This is what you do. You eat dinner and you watch the Oscars. It's really deep. Watch the Oscars. And then, there's not a lot of watching the Oscars that goes on. There's more of, like, chit-chat, you know, looking at the dresses, talking about bad plastic surgery, you know, that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Good. Hey, listen, talking about chit-chat, can you tell everybody how to interact with us tonight if they want to?
Yeah. So if you are on Twitter, you can go to the hashtag BLSLive, and you can find us there. We're also LY Best Life. If you want to just, like, send us a private message, you can do that. Or you can just chat with us using the hashtag. And, you know, if you have any questions for our guest, we will be sure to ask him. And if you are on Google+, you can just go on bestlifeshow.com/live and watch the show. You don't have to be on camera. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty easy. Now, and we have another segment we're going to do tonight, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this next segment is called Best Life Online, and we're going to share, like, a resource that you can use to support your efforts to improve all areas of your life. It's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so we're going to do it at the end of the show tonight. So make sure when our guest leaves that you don't just, like, stop paying attention because we've got a good tip for you.
That's right. Hang in there.
Yeah.
So speaking about our guest, we are really psyched and honored to have this happiness expert with us tonight, Mike Ferry. Mike is he's a dad, he is a teacher, he's a musician, and he is a happiness expert. So he's going to tell us all about how to be more happy, and like I said, who wouldn't want to be more happy? It's going to be awesome. Just trying to get him to come back in here. I don't know, my machine is delaying. Mike, are you there? Oh, there he is. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Welcome to the Best Life Show.
Well, thank you so much. Very happy to be here.
Awesome. That's great. So let's dive right in. How did you get so interested in happiness? How did you become a happiness expert?
Okay. Well, I'm currently in my 12th year teaching middle school at Collegiate School, which is an independent school in Richmond, Virginia. And as you mentioned, I'm a dad. I've got four kids, three boys and a girl. And so I'm around kids almost all the time, and I want them to have the best possible future. Well, a few years ago, I was at a conference in San Francisco, a Learning in the Brain conference, and the topic was teaching happiness and also teaching the whole child. And while I was there, I learned about some of the science of happiness, learned about the connection between happiness and success, and I just got so totally excited by what I was hearing, I realized, hey, I've got to take this home. I've got to bring this into my classroom. I've got to somehow incorporate this into what I'm doing at home with my kids, because it's a game changer. It's a life changer. And it's true that we can learn habits, especially those of us who have kids in our lives, but we can learn habits that will make us happier in life. We don't have to wait for happiness to descend from the heavens. We can create it.
That's awesome. I mean, that's a very empowering thought, because I think up until you talking about this and thinking about this, it was kind of, you think you kind of just wait for happiness to happen. It's not like you're in control.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And actually, a lot of us tend to think that success will bring us happiness. You know, if I can just get the right car, or get the job of my dreams, or meet Mr. Right or Miss Right, whatever the case may be, if I can just reach that pinnacle of success, then I'll be happy. But in reality, that's not what happens. Sometimes success makes you happy, but if you are happy to begin with, then you're more likely to find success. And that's at school, that's in your work life, in your relationships. So what we want to do is to form these habits of happiness, because that will change everything. That will not only make us happier individuals, but it will also give us a greater likelihood to achieve success in every domain in life.
So, Mike, what are some habits that you can, like, do to create happiness? Like, how are you, like, more grateful for the things that you do in your life?
Yeah, well, that's one of the easiest ways, actually. Gratitude is one of the easiest ways that you can try to cultivate the happy personality. And I talk about gratitude in addition to a number of other ideas in my book, Teaching Happiness and Innovation. But gratitude is free. You know, you don't have to pay a dime to become more grateful. Now, it's not necessarily easy. And in fact, many of us are wired to whine. Especially kids, especially middle school kids. But with practice, we can flip that around, and we can go from being wired to whine to actually being hardwired to be grateful. If you get in the habit every day, or if not every day, then as often as possible, just being grateful, maybe having a gratitude journal, drawing a picture or writing down something you're grateful for, then over time, this will become a habit. This will become second nature for you. And grateful people are happier and much more successful in life.
That's great. So I was on your site, which is really an awesome site, by the way. You get a lot of really cool stuff over there.
Well, thank you.
But I really liked there was an aspect of it where you talked a bit about creativity and happiness, and I'm very interested in that, because I found that in myself, that I really find great joy in creating stuff. Can you talk a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, in my book, Teaching Happiness and Innovation, creativity is such a huge part of innovation, of course. And we desperately need to teach creativity to our kids, and we need to try to develop it more in ourselves. 20 years from now, according to Oxford University, there's this statistic that 47% of all jobs in our country may be performed by robots.
Wow.
Wow.
So, you're looking at half of all jobs that currently exist might be automated, done by machine. And when you add that to the fact that outsourcing is something that's been happening for over a generation now, whether it's for our kids or for ourselves, we need creativity. Because that's where our new jobs will come from. That's where our medical advances will arise. public policies that are going to have to be put into place when we're dealing with people who are living longer and fewer people who have jobs and lots of issues that we're going to face in the future. So creativity is vital, but we can get better at it with practice, and creativity makes us happier. There's a study that came out earlier this year from UNC Greensboro showing that people who spend a lot of time being creative tend to be much happier than those people who aren't. So this is something that I talked about gratitude a few minutes ago, but creativity is another absolutely free, easy way that we can inject some more happiness into our lives, whether it's writing a poem or, you know, designing an outfit for next year's Oscars.
Or making the best life show.
Or absolutely.
Right?
Yes. I mean, putting together, you know, one of these fine, you know, performances, absolutely. If you do anything at all that's creative, then it releases dopamine into your system, which is the happiness neurotransmitter, according to psychologists. And the more often you can do that, the happier you'll be.
That's fantastic.
You know what? I was on your website. Well, I know, it makes me sound like a stalker now. But I was on your website, and you have, like, all of this music, which is so awesome. So is that, like, an area that just came about because you were, like, looking for happiness and you were trying to be creative? And how did all the music start?
Oh, well, actually, music has been a huge part of my life since I was 4 years old. I started playing the violin then I moved on to piano and guitar and some other instruments here and there. So the music has been there longer than just about anything else I've done. But I decided that I would make my music available for free on my website. You could just go to happinessandinnovation.com and you can find Mike's tunes there. My music is, you know, I guess you've heard some of it by now, but it's, you know, kid-friendly because I am a teacher and a dad. But it's, you know, just quirky, catchy. It's sort of like a blend of later Beatles meets Warren Zevon and Talking Heads.
Yep.
You know, if you can imagine that sort of hodgepodge there. But anyway, I have it on my website that you can download the stuff for free in exchange for just performing an act of kindness for somebody. And kindness is actually, you know, in addition to just being the right thing to do and making the world a better place, kindness is another activity that releases dopamine that I was just talking about. So kindness will make you a happier person. So if you spend a little bit of time being grateful, and if you work on your novel or your movie or your poem or putting a garden together or whatever, something creative, and if you do 3 or 4 things that are kind for other people, you're just going to get a constant infusion of these, you know, optimistic brain chemicals. Plus, you'll just be doing great things for other people and making our world a brighter place.
That's fantastic.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. And, you know, if you were able to find a creative way to be kind to someone and then be grateful for it, you've got everything all done at once.
That, you know, I think you should go to Vegas. You got it all together right there.
That's right. It's very productive.
That's right.
Awesome. So, Mike, you know, we like to those are some really nice actionable things that we can do. If you had to share one thing, you know, we like to give the audience, you know, one actionable thing, small thing that they can do that's going to have a huge impact on them over time. What would you say that would be?
Well, I would say, well, I'd probably just back up and list some of the things I just talked about. You know, keeping a gratitude journal. That's one of the easiest things you can do to form the habit of gratitude. Like I said, it's not something that naturally comes to us, but over time, we can get better at it. So
you're really switching your thinking there where, you know, some people are, you know, it's easy to see all the problems in the world, so you're kind of switching your thinking a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. And let's face it, it's a dark and scary world out there. I mean, 30 minutes, 1 minute, whatever the case may be, 30 seconds, 1 minute even, of watching CNN, and you're just going to be in a fit of depression, right? So, I mean, sometimes you just got to turn off the TV, turn off cell phone, turn off whatever it is, and just reflect on the things that are great in your life. I'm a history teacher, a middle school history teacher, and as we talk about various things that have happened in history, I try to make the point that our lives today are so much better than they would have been if we were alive 50, 100, 150 years ago. You look at life expectancy, infant mortality rate, access to healthy food, relative peace and security. We're in a great place. There's so much to be grateful for. And if we can get in the habit of recognizing what's actually there, then it's going to improve our quality of life tremendously.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Wow. You are like a wealth of information. This is awesome. And it's like such simple things that we can do that can like have such a profound impact on our life. Wow, thank you. So we've learned how to like develop happiness as a habit. Write it down. Write it down. That's all you have to do. You pay it forward. Do something nice for someone else. I think it's great. And then we also learned that we have to make a connection between happiness and success and how to handle stress more effectively.
I think it's been great. Yeah, absolutely. I do like that happiness and success thing where sometimes, like what you were saying, Mike, was sometimes we think that we will be happy when we get success, but really being happy gets us success. That's awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what the research is showing that works at school. Yep. And that definitely works for those of us regardless of where we are in the lifespan.
Fantastic. So thank you so much, Mike. It's been awesome having you here on the show. It's kind of short, but it's happy. We're happy, right?
Hey, happy, short and sweet, efficient.
Right.
I love it.
That's all things that people want: efficient and happy.
That's right. Can you tell us too, Mike, if we want to follow you online, if we want to go over to your site, can you give us again the address of your site, how people can follow you and get in touch?
Yeah. Thank you. The website, once again, is happinessandinnovation.com. And while you're there, if you sign up for my mailing list, you can actually download a free sample chapter for my book, Teaching Happiness and Innovation. And once you're on the mailing list, you can also keep in touch with me. And when I write new music or if I have more books and articles and blogs and things that I'm releasing, you'll be the first to know. So please sign up for my mailing list and you can get a part of my book for free. And also on the website, as I mentioned earlier, you can download my music. Music is another one of those activities that produces dopamine and makes you happier. So if you are a little grateful for something and you do something kind and you create while you're listening to music, I mean, your brain is just going to be exploding with glee.
Like rainbows coming out of our ears.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. And I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at MikeFerry7. The book Teaching Happiness and Innovation is available on the website, and it's also out there on for Nook and Kindle and the iBookstore.
Nice. Mike, I signed up for your mailing list on Monday, and then I got like a little excerpt to your book. Is that what it's from, or is it just like a blog post that I got?
Yep, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So you got actually the gratitude chapter from my book.
Nice. You're a great writer. You should keep doing it.
Oh, well, thank you. I've got a few irons in the fire, so to speak, that I'm trying to develop for future production. So.
Good. You're good at it. Keep doing it.
Well, thank you. And it's creative and it makes me happy. So
perfect. Well, thanks again, Mike. And hang in there. We're gonna wrap up. We've got another segment, right, Jessica?
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Mike, for coming on. I appreciate you being here and sharing all of your knowledge with us.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this segment. What do we got going on?
When we were like researching, on Mike's website, I really wanted some kind of resource to use, and I asked Steve what I should be doing, and he found something that I think he should share with you all about.
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I found I went out because I knew Mike was going to be talking about the gratitude journal. We kind of talked a little bit ahead of time about that, and. So I found this thing called Gratitude 365, which is a little app that it's available for iPhone or Android system, and it literally is just a kind of a little electronic gratitude journal. So it's pretty simple. You just go in and you can jot down, you know, what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for, what you're happy about. You can either snap a picture or take a picture from your library, and it puts it right into a calendar. You can share it with social networks if you want. And the idea is to see if you can do it 365 days in a row. I would imagine by then it would be a habit for sure. And the calendar kind of keeps you on track. Did you give it a try, Jessica?
I did. I tried it out this past week. My question to you is, am I supposed to be writing like a journal entry? I have just been writing things that make me, that I'm grateful for. Like, I'm grateful for my cats. I'm grateful for a foam roller. And like, they're just instant things that happen throughout the day. So they don't make any sense if you read them all like a book. They're just random. Is it supposed to be like that? And how do you choose a picture?
That's a great one. I think that's what I've been doing too. I've just been doing little snippets. And This is one that I had for today was, I'm grateful that the one windshield wiper on my car that works is the one that's for the driver, because that's true. And the picture I took was of my windshield.
And do you have to share it with everybody, or is it just for you, the picture?
You don't have to share it. I actually haven't been sharing it with my social network. I've just been keeping it for myself. And I think you can export it, so if you want to review those things later, which might be another good thing to do. I mean, if you're having kind of a down day or a down period, you can kind of flip in there and take a look at a few things that you're happy about or grateful for, and maybe change your mindset.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I liked it because it was really simple. It wasn't distracting. There wasn't too many bells and whistles. And even though you don't need to get fancy with a gratitude journal, you could just have a pencil and a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. I'm one of these, if it's an app, I'll get right into it because I like all the gadgetry, you know. So
it's true. You are one of those guys. Well, I got to say, we are on our phones as a society all the time. So true. If I have an app that's like, hey, can you tune in a little bit, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to do it if I have an app versus writing it down in a notebook.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the same for me. And it's a good goal, I think, you know, to see if we can do that every day. Like Mike said, I mean, kind of just changes that mindset a little bit, makes you happier. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that was our best life online segment. First one.
Yeah. Woo! Done.
Okay. So what do we got coming up? What's the next show that we're doing?
So our next show is next Wednesday, which is March 4th. I can't believe it's already March. It's crazy to me. And it's going to be about health habits. Like, is it health habits or what are we calling it? Things you can do at home. Like life hack.
Home remedies, right?
Home remedies. That's home remedies. The name of our show.
That's right.
Clearly, work on it.
Yeah, and we have we've actually gotten quite a few people to write in and give us some of their favorite home remedies, so I think this is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Okay.
Yeah, that's next Wednesday at 8 p.m., okay. And you can go to bestlifeshow.com/live. You can also go to bestlifeshow.com and find us on social media. We're on Twitter, and we're on Facebook.
Awesome.
No Instagram everywhere. Yet. Still not on Instagram.
Yeah. I'm actually more of a behind-the-scenes radio person, so
right,
I suppose
okay.
I could take pictures of other things, right? Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't All right. Well, I think that's it, right?
Yep. Thank you.
Well, thanks, everybody. Good seeing you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. Thank you for teaching me how to live my best life.
All right. Take care.